Amen. The letter from the Ephesians, which we will be reading from today, I mean, it sounds like it was a letter that was written directly to a specific church. But when you read it, and especially make note of this prayer at the end of it, it sounds more like it was an open letter to all churches, maybe even an open letter to us today. Because it is a celebration of the church, and excuse me a minute, it's really a celebration of the church and a celebration of God's imagination. The scripture gives us the opportunity to use our imaginations to imagine how we can stretch beyond just thinking of ourselves and thinking of other people. What do I imagine God wants me to do this week with my time, with my gifts and talents, with the money that I have, the resources that I have? And when I'm reading, I'm reminded that we are connected to God through our community of faith. Listen to these words as we read them together. It's Ephesians 3, beginning with verse 14. A prayer is what this is. I kneel in prayer to the Father. All beings in heaven and on earth receive their life from Him. God is wonderful and glorious. I pray that His Spirit will make you become strong followers and that Christ will live in your hearts because of your faith. Stand firm and be deeply rooted in His love. I pray that you and all of God's people will understand what is called wide or long or high or deep. I want you to know all about Christ's love, although it is too wonderful to be measured. Then your lives will be filled with all that God is. I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God. His power at work in us can do far more than we dare ask or imagine. Amen. The Word of God for the people of God. I know many songs are based on this prayer. One of my favorites is called Love, Love, Love. It was love, 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 love. The gospel in a word is love. Love your neighbor as... I mean, I love this prayer because it reminds us of the prayer of unity. It reminds us that the power of God resides not in us as individuals, but in us as a community. It reminds me of things like the Week of Compassion that we do together. Paul's praying to all the churches that we would be like a well-rooted tree that is built into a well-rooted building, okay? Transform these trees and this building by God's love. God's love, the deep roots of the community that these are a part of. It reminds me of the important ways that we help others. This little girl on the left side of the screen, she's in a refugee camp in Iraq. And Week of Compassion offerings last year made it possible in that refugee camp, her family fleeing from war, for her to have food and water and medicine and school. In Indonesia, this staff person named Vincent Surma works for Church World Service. Week of Compassion offerings were shared with them. The problem there in Indonesia was crop loss. They grew crops and they wanted to preserve them so that they would have seeds to plant the next year and so that they could use them as their food supply. But they kept losing the seeds before they could plant them again the next season. And so Church World Service and the Week of Compassion worked together to bring them, you can see the top of it, barrels to keep some of the corn in so they can grow some of it the next season. Much like it's talking about with the orange grove and the children in the children's sermon. We were there in those places because we chose to give to Week of Compassion our box of change, if you will. Maybe that can't do much by itself, but all of the boxes of change put together, they can change a community and change a world. This love that Paul is praying about is not an idle love. When we become filled with knowledge and the experience of the love of God, I think we become more compassionate. That's exactly what Paul is praying about, that these Christians would be filled with God's love and this compassion, and that they would become more generous in their communities. It's not a love focused on individuals that Paul is praying about. He's praying about a love directed at community, to our church, to all the churches, to the communities of churches, especially we're thinking about today, who support the Week of Compassion. It is God's love that makes us care enough to support a women-led community garden, pictured on the left there. And that woman-led community garden feeds this woman's family. It also contributes produce for a nutrition clinic that is in the community where they live. And it is through gifts like ours to Week of Compassion that that happens. And this man here is working on a home that was ravaged by a tornado in northern Illinois. Through the Week of Compassion Disaster Recovery Support Initiative, we were there and helped this family recover from a disaster. Paul concludes the prayer and I think stretches our imagination when he says, I want to call on the power of God that is already at work within us, connecting us to God's imagination. I can't stress enough how small my imagination is when I compare it to what God can imagine. If we really shared the wealth that we have, there would be plenty and enough for all. Roger and his wife are our partners, and through Church World Service, we rebuilt their homes after a hurricane hit Haiti. These men are rebuilding homes through gifts to the Week of Compassion in northern Nigeria, where they have a problem with insurgents called Boko Haram, who are fighting and destroying property everywhere. But we are there because we give. The biggest challenge our church faces, I think, is when we put limitations on what we think God can do. God's imagination is vast. Paul is praying for us to get over that problem. That's exactly what he is praying for. Because we try to put God in a familiar God box and forget that we worship the God of the universe who created all of this. who continues to bring us together in community, who continues to work on us, to get us to support a world of love and justice. As we imagine together a world that brings us closer to God's kingdom of love, we just do it one gift at a time, one work at a time, joining our gifts together as a community of faith with those of other communities of faith. Week of Compassion is one of the ways we can make God's love real in the world. It's one of the ways that Paul prayed for here in Ephesians chapter 3. What is our part of God's dream for the world? What are we going to do to make, going back to the children's sermon, that orange grove happen so that it changes the community in that part of the world? We want this to not be a broken world, but a world of wholeness. Amen? Amen. We come to time of invitation in our service.